The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobel, First Alliance Credit Union, the Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience. Hello, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
Last week, we talked about the financial side of taking care of our aging parents or others. What's the Good Money Moves topic for today?
Well, as we are all very well aware, we are in the depths of winter. So I felt like it was a great time to start thinking about spring and summer.
It's when always the sun a good time.
Is shining and it's warm outside and you can enjoy that nice weather by taking a summer vacation. So we're going to talk about how to plan that so that you are ready when it comes. But when it comes to planning vacations, it's important that you give yourself plenty of time because you're going to be better off if you do so. If you want to take a summer vacation or you even want to plan to go somewhere for spring break, which is coming up actually in just a couple weeks for many people, you'll want to take as much time as you can to plan things out in advance. And there's a lot of reasons for that. The more you plan, the less stress that you're going to have when it comes time to take that vacation. In fact, when you start planning your vacation early, you'll actually start to look forward more to that because of the anticipation that builds, which is just going to brighten your mood and help you get through these last few weeks of cold and winter in general. But even more importantly, and the reason we're going to talk about this today, is because planning your vacation in advance also helps you save money.
Actually, the best thing I heard you say was that spring break for many is just a few weeks away. That gives me great hope.
There is hope. Yes, there is an end in sight.
All right. Plenty of great reasons to start planning the trip. What should we know about planning a vacation?
Yeah, well, I would say really the first step to planning any vacation is to decide where and when you want to go. So you probably already have like a really good idea of this. If you've ever thought at all about taking a vacation this winter, you have an idea of where you want to go. You know, some people really enjoy going camping near the Boundary Waters in the summer. Other people really enjoy taking their family to places like Disneyland. So there's no right or wrong way to have a vacation. It's really all about what works for you, but it does help regardless of what that destination is and when you're going to do it. It does help to get specific about your plans in advance, because it's going to help you create a much clearer goal for yourself. So, you know, saying I'm going to go camping at Lake Itasca for 4 days in July is better than just saying I'd like to go camping sometime this summer. One of those things you're going to work harder for because you have that timeline, right? This comes back to using those SMART goals that we talk about all the time on this show, really making those defined goals. But, you know, also think about when you want to go. So when is it most convenient for you and your family to go? Which holidays might you want to incorporate into your vacation or avoid on your vacation? Because sometimes prices are a lot higher.
And the crowds are larger.
And the crowds, right. So think about those types of things. Do you like Memorial Day camping or do you like to go somewhere warm on the 4th of July? You know, everybody's different. But it's also really important that you talk with your partner or anybody else who might be going on this vacation with you about what dates are going to work best for them, both balancing, you know, job schedules and school schedules with kids and things like that. So all things to just kind of be thinking about and considering, you know, and also the length of the trip you're going to take. How long are you going to stay? How much vacation time can you really afford to actually take off? Even if you have the PTO, can you really afford to take that long of a vacation, right? You think about, start adding up all the costs of how many nights a hotel stay is, and pretty quickly your vacation gets really short. So it's true. It's like, well, I'd really like to take a week long vacation, but I can't afford to stay in a hotel for a week. It's just not going to happen. But next, you really have to figure out what it is you want to do on your vacation too, right? So you can think about all those activities that you'd like to do, whether it's hiking, camping, kayaking, going to a theme park, going to an all-inclusive resort, sightseeing, you know, whatever it is, wherever you're going, there's going to be a plethora of activities for you to do that may or may not cost you money. So you do need to take those into consideration as well. And, you know, while you're doing all of this and putting your plans and your list together, you really have to start thinking about how much you really want to spend on all of this and how much you can really actually spend on all of this. So it's going to be important that you kind of take some time to record in some capacity, whether you write it down or you keep track of in a spreadsheet or you, you know, however you want to keep track of these costs. But you're going to want to really start to fine tune what it is you can and can't do based on how much that final cost of your vacation is going to be once you go through and kind of start adding up all of those numbers.
Okay, so make a wish list, right? Then
yeah.
Mm-hmm, I'd love to go do this then, and these are the things I really, really would love to do, and mm-hmm. I've got them all written down, and then, you know, apply some realism to it.
Exactly.
The realism would be the hard part.
That is the always the hard part.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. The dreaming part is fun. And don't limit yourself on your dreams, but you are going to have to dial it back just a smidge to meet your budget at some point, I'm sure.
Your definition of a smidge and mine might be a little different. Okay. It's a great way to start things out. I guess maybe we'll go, what would be the next step?
Yeah. So once you've really got that idea of where, when, and what it is you want to do, you've kind of brainstormed your dream vacation a little bit. The next step is then to start figuring out how much your vacation will cost to do all of those things for sure. And again, putting together that really comprehensive list of all the expenses. That means airlines, hotels, or if you're going to a campground, you need to pay campground permits. Where are you going to eat? Are you going to eat at restaurants? Are you going to pack food? What attractions are you going to go see? Do you want to have money to buy souvenirs? So just all of those little line items of things that are going to cost you money on this trip. You want to get really detailed about what that cost is. So, I mean, essentially, you're putting together a vacation budget.
Yeah.
And figuring out how much money you'll need to make this vacation happen.
And this is the part that's not so much fun. Applying the cost to all this. Souvenirs, out the window right away.
Yeah, souvenirs are not something I often buy for myself, but when you're going on vacation with kids, you've got a budget for souvenirs. You can't skip it. It's not an option.
You just try to talk them out of the silly ones. You know what you're going to do with that? You know, it's going to sit in a drawer after we get home. You're never, ever going to look at it again.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess maybe we'll start out before we have to do a break. Just get started about putting together this budget now that we've identified what we want to do and what it'll cost.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, first, you know, it will help to take your initial dreaming and your cost estimations and really turn your vacation into a financial goal, kind of like I mentioned or a little bit ago. So now that you really know the cost and you can kind of think about how long you'll have to save for it based on when you plan to go and how much money you think you can set aside for that, that's where you turn that vacation goal into a true SMART goal. So because you'll have a specific amount you need to save for, right? You'll know, well, my vacation is going to cost me $2,000 or $3,000 or whatever it is, right? It could be $500 if you're just doing like a mini vacation, right? But then you also have that measurable aspect to it. You know how much you're going to need to put towards that goal. If your goal is a vacation in July, well, you know, I mean, we're already in February, so you've got a short window to save that money. But you do have a window of time. You know what that goal is, and you'll know whether or not that goal is achievable based on, you know, how much money you have available to put towards it already, what you need to save for, all that kind of stuff. And you'll know if your goal is realistic when you create that SMART goal. And of course, that time-bound portion of making a SMART goal, you now know, again, I have X number of months to make my goal. What do I need to do to get there?
This is the step where you go, Disneyland's out, we're going to the KOA.
Yep. Yeah, unless you're planning for next summer for a dream vacation, then you might still be able to do Disney.
Okay. That's probably good advice there. Start this process a lot earlier than
yes.
we're talking about here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I would say out of all of these, you know, really the most important one is just that, how realistic is your goal that you're setting for yourself, right? You might want to spend 2 weeks in Paris, but if you don't have the money to do it, you're going to have to reassess your goals. And it doesn't mean you give up on Paris. It means, well, what is the real timeline I need to be able to do this and do this in the way that is my dream vacation? So you don't feel like you're cutting yourself short.
Well, we'll take a break and we'll continue talking about how to budget for this vacation, how to do it the smart way so we make a good money move. And we'll return with more good money moves in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Good Money Moves with a great topic this week, planning for the vacation. This is a great time of the year to talk about vacations. So, Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union, you got us to work on establishing that budget.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's realistic to take that vacation or we have to kind of do our plans. So where are we at on setting this, creating this budget?
Yeah. So once you have a really clear goal in mind for your vacation and you know how much it's going to cost you and you can kind of start to determine whether or not that vacation is realistic based on the time frame you're trying to achieve it in, right? So if you can't, let's say you can't pay for the entire vacation by saving for it, but you still want to go in a very in that shorter time frame, right? Let's say, you know what, you have a group of friends that have figured out a way to go to Paris over spring break and you're going to go with them even though you can't save all the money for it. Well, then you have to come up with, well, what are your alternative plans to be able to afford to go on that vacation? Right? Maybe you can scale back your vacation and take something a little bit shorter. Maybe you and your family can go somewhere a little bit cheaper so that you can still take a vacation, on the budget that you do have and in the time frame you have to plan for it. Maybe you can just skip out on some of the attractions you were originally planning to go to and have and build in a little bit more downtime into your vacation, which is never a bad thing. But you can also kind of figure out how much you'll realistically then be able to save, plan out the rest of the money maybe that needs to be put onto, let's say, a travel credit card. And then you can make plans for how you'll pay off that credit card going forward so that you're not just spending wildly. You have a plan in place for how you're going to afford this vacation, even though it might be after the fact. And this is also one of the big reasons why planning your trips so far in advance is so important, right? The more time you have to plan, the more money you're going to be able to save up for overall, and the more likely you are to be able to have the vacation that you're dreaming of taking.
Without racking up a whole bunch of debt that could cause a bunch of problems down the road. That's what I like most about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned the downtime, which is the most inexpensive time you have on your vacation. And this is the gospel truth. Every vacation we took with our children, if you look at the expensive attraction that we incorporated into the vacation, and then look at the downtime part of it, if we bring up the vacation today, they don't ever bring up the expensive attraction mm-hmm. part. They always talk about what we did during the downtime.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We took a short trip with my family up to Duluth for a weekend. And I planned a bunch of stuff for us to do. We were meeting up with some friends while we were up there, just doing different things because we weren't there for very long. And my daughter's biggest complaint was that we didn't spend enough time at the hotel just hanging out. So I was like, all right, good to know from now on.
I'm going to remember this.
Yep.
All right. Well, great planning tips, especially the money part of this and mapping it all out. What else should I be thinking about when I'm planning the vacation?
Yeah. Look for deals. So you know that how much your vacation will cost. So it's important that once you kind of have that initial framework, that you start to look for ways to reduce that amount where you can, right? So you can look for ways to lower costs of airline tickets, right? You can fly and maybe fly on a different day or at a different time. You can use different apps and websites like Hopper or Kayak to help you get the best deals on these different portions of your travel. You can look for deals by booking on a hotel well in advance. A lot of times online, you can find really good deals. You can even do internet searches for, you know, coupons or deals for the places that you're planning to go. And like, if you're going to a major like destination city where there's going to be a lot of attractions, a lot of times you can get like package deals on different attractions because they tend to be owned by like the same company, like, or get package deals on amusement park tickets when you book certain hotels, if you bundle them, things like that. So those are some things that you can be looking for to help ensure that you can really afford the vacation that you're planning much easier. And there are a lot of ways, you know, again, to get deals. But also don't forget that if you have a rewards credit card, you can oftentimes use those points for things like travel. You can use, even think about using it on your vacation itself to earn points while you're there. And then you can use kind of that cash back feature that a lot of rewards cards have that will kind of basically free money, right? You just can use that to pay off your bill. So you're actually just using the money you spent to pay your bill for free. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But it brings up a great question, too. Is there any limit to how many points you can store on the card?
Yeah, so that is a good question. And every rewards card is going to be different. Some of them are going to have maximums. Some cards, your points expire after so many years, or so you can never really truly rack up a ton of them. Again, it's really important to just look at the terms and conditions of your specific card. You know, I know with the First Alliance rewards credit card, you earn 1 point per dollar spent on like every purchase. It doesn't matter where it is or what it is. And then there's just this plethora of things that you can redeem those points for in the little points rewards store. So again, yeah, it's all about just knowing what your credit card offers. Again, everyone is different. But really, I think the more that you can save on your trip up front, again, kind of mentioned this earlier in the show, the more you save, the less debt you'll have on your trip overall. And then also, as you're kind of saving on these different aspects of your trip, you kind of open up the potential to do more with that money you're planning to go on the trip with, right? So while some people might also look for deals before setting up their vacation budget, I actually like to look for deals after I've put the budget together because I know I'm going to have to spend money on these things. This is how much I'm willing to spend, but if I can get less than that, great, right? So it kind of sets you up for, well, this is the max I can do, but you might not always be able to find the deal you're looking for or that you need to be able to meet that budget. So it's better to aim high with your budget numbers and then find deals as a way to save yourself money along the way. So that way you kind of avoid disappointment if a deal you were planning on, you know, falls through, or maybe you missed the deadline for it for whatever reason. And then any of the money that those deals kind of save you, you're able to reallocate that from your initial budget into other areas. Or again, you're just spending less overall than what you were planning, which is never a bad thing.
Conservative budgeting practices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And plus, it makes you feel great when you do find the deal because then it's just bonus.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We're discussing planning our next vacation, budgeting for the vacation, paying for the smart way, make a good money moves. And we'll do more of the Good Money Moves program when we return from this quick break on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are planning for a vacation on Good Money Moves this week. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union, of course, joining us. We've talked about setting the budget, looking for deals, maybe replanning the vacation if we were a bit unrealistic. What's next?
Yeah, so two additional things to think about when you're planning your vacation that could potentially save you a lot of headache and possibly money along the way as well. And both of these are kind of areas we've touched on in two of our more recent episodes. So first, you know, back when we were talking about what to do if your flight is delayed and how to avoid, you know, taking on financial costs around that. But this is important to think about when you're going on vacation as well. And that is to let your credit card supplier or your credit union know that you're going on vacation and what those dates are and where you're going to be traveling. And this is very important because if you are planning to use your debit card or your credit card while you're traveling, credit unions and other financial institutions obviously want to protect their members from identity theft. And this means that we do have free services in place that help monitor your debit and credit card usage for any unusual spending activities, such as making purchases in unusual locations. So if you don't often travel, if you all of a sudden have your debit card showing transactions happening in places like Georgia or Florida, that is going to throw up a flag. And it says, hey, something doesn't seem right here. Are we sure that our member is in control of their account right now? So what then happens is it kind of, if this is you and you're on vacation, they don't necessarily know that unless you tell them. So it sends this false flag to be raised, and it can result in your debit or credit card transaction being blocked or denied, which is never fun.
No.
Especially if you're trying to get checked into a hotel somewhere or you're trying to pay for dinner for your family somewhere, right? So the good news is, though, that this is really, really easy to prevent from happening, and it doesn't take long at all, and it can potentially save you a lot of trouble on your travel. So all you got to do is just call, say, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. Just want to let you know, make sure my card works. And they'll be like, okay, got it. We'll make sure your card works. So super easy. But you can also use tools like the My Cards feature on the First Alliance Credit Union mobile app to add an extra layer of security while you're traveling. Because if you're traveling, if you lose your debit card or your credit card while you're out traveling, or it gets lost or stolen, that feature allows you to shut your card off right away. So no one can spend your money for you while you're traveling. That would ruin your vacation if somebody drained your bank account because you lost your debit card.
It would ruin more than my vacation.
Yeah. So just some things to keep in mind, you know, those are just general travel tips that can make your vacation that much dreamier, right? So the second one that I wanted to talk about, because we just talked about this the other week, is your utility bill. So we talked about saving money on utility bills. Well, guess what? When you are not home, change that thermostat to save energy while you're gone. So if that way you're not spending a ton of money heating and cooling your home if you're not home. So it's just another way that you can kind of offset some of the costs of your vacation based on your normal spending habits. So it kind of can help, I guess, save you money on your energy so that you can spend that money at the theme park or camping or whatever it is that you choose to do.
Now, if you're going in cold weather, don't turn the thermostat down too much.
Yeah, you don't want your pipes to freeze. That's a headache and a lot of money to fix. So don't.
And the other one is, if you're going to be gone for a lengthy amount of time, you might consider shutting your water off as well to the whole house.
True.
I remember a few years back, there was a fire call that these folks were on vacation for 2 weeks and the toilet had broken. And
oh, goodness.
It was running, and it had been running, and flooded the entire top section. Well, actually all three levels of the house by the time it was discovered. And it was discovered because the water started coming out the front door of the house.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah, great tip. Great tip. Yeah. Yeah. Be aware of your utilities even when you're not home. Yes.
Well, Jenna, as always, you had some great information about planning financially for vacations. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there's a lot more out there. So maybe you could tell us where we can find it.
Yes, as always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice out there every week. We also have free downloadable worksheets and guides like for setting SMART goals. We even have a vacation budget that you can download and use to help you plan your upcoming vacations. You can, of course, go back and listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on kocnews.com. You can subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Or if you have a financial topic that you'd like us to cover or questions you'd like answered on Good Money Moves, please send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union so that they can help you start making good money moves today.
You can ask them whether to go to the Boundary Waters or Disneyland.
Well, we don't plan the vacation for you. We can certainly provide you financing and options for saving for your vacation.
glad you clarified that. That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. This has been Good Money Moves. Thanks a lot, Jenna.
Thanks.
And we'll do this again next week. More Good Money Moves on the way on News Talk 1340. KROC AM and 96.9 FM.